I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, we've already, I think, talked about the giant news that Discovery is going to merge with Warner Media, and David Zaslav, the head of Discovery, you know, who's done a lot of reality programming very well, and that's worked great, and he's been very well compensated, is now going to run this whole thing, which is an improbable development if you think about how normally Hollywood would be. We don't want the guy who's basically done reality on TV taking over our legacy studio. But things have been so bad under the AT&T management that everybody is gasping, I think, for change. Certainly all of my sources, total unanimity. Please, we need regime change now. And unfortunately, they're not going to get it now because this deal is going to be subject to federal review. And that can take a year plus. And the consensus, based on my reporting, is, you know, clearly, and it's not just my reporting, the consensus based on adding two and two and getting four, is delay is really bad for this company right now, which has been through a lot and needs to move forward in the midst of all-out streaming wars.
Yeah, there's two really important things going on here. First is this instability at Warner Brothers that you referenced, and this is a lame duck period. The CEO of Warner Media, Jason Kilar, he is probably not long for this world, but he has not stepped down. He is staying on board at least until next year, and we learned this past week that he is highly incentivized via his deal to stay through next year. He gets about $20 million extra if he does. But what that means is that the previous regime's leader is still in charge, even as the Discovery people eye what they're going to do with these assets and HBO and Warner Brothers. And they're probably going to bring in their own people once he does step down. So that's just another thing that's going to hamper them. The second part is just this executive revolving door that we've seen in the Warner's universe. I mean, if you look at the people that have come and gone, starting with the exit of Kevin Sujihara in 2017 after a sex scandal and going through all the way to the HBO Max leadership turning over twice, to the change in the leadership of Warner Media when John Stankey was elevated to CEO of AT&T and Jason Kilar came in as the leader of Warner Media. All of this instability comes at a really, really difficult time because, as we know, these streaming wars are requiring a tremendous focus from these companies, pivoting their businesses from a traditional television and film distribution model to a all-in on streaming model. And any kind of chaos and delay on Warner's part is really going to be damaging long-term.
Yeah, and there's just this awkwardness. I mean, I don't know that it's going to be a wholesale redoing. I mean, certain people will probably stick around. Jeff Zucker, who runs CNN, was going to leave if Jason Kilar stayed. Now Jason Kilar isn't staying, so he may stick around. I don't think that people necessarily think Casey Bloys, who runs HBO and HBO Max, is going anywhere. He's well regarded. I think he'll be around. There's a lot of speculation about Ann Sarnoff, the head of Warner Brothers, who runs the film and TV studio. There's speculation about Toby Emmerich, who runs the movie side. All of that is up in the air. So you're dealing with bosses. You're not sure. In some cases, you're pretty sure they won't be your boss. In other cases, they might be. It is a really difficult thing. And this studio has been through so much. Morale, I mean, has been, you know, kind of really damaged by all of the turnover and COVID, of course, and massive layoffs. Because one thing Jason Kilar did, among things that did not endear him to the Hollywood community, was this kind of purge of people who had ties to the old Warner talent-friendly culture. And of course, the infamous decision he made was to put all the 2021 movies on day and dates of streaming at the same time that they are opening in theaters. And that is something they backed away from, it seems, based on a recent Toby Emmerich interview, the head of the film studio. They're not going to do that in 2022. So they're trying to turn the page on that. And David Zaslav is certainly looking to smooth over relationships in the community. I mean, he has a reputation as a tough boss, but he's going to have to be walk softly, I think, for early days in Hollywood. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, founding partner of a new media outlet. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.